Hi, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and I just wanted to make a video while driving because I'm so sick of not having time. Praise God, I've been really busy with my work, and so I just haven't had time to make a video recently, so let's begin with a prayer, as we always do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I intentionally just use that title, Our Lady Star of the Sea, because in different apparitions to saints, when they've seen the souls in purgatory, when they've seen purgatory, they've often asked the saints, what's the title that they use for the Blessed Mother? And one of the titles that the souls in purgatory use to refer to the Blessed Mother is Our Lady Star of the Sea. That makes sense because often purgatory is referred to as a sea of fire, and she is a star walking in the midst of them, consoling them and releasing many of them from purgatory. So I wanted to have a series of videos on purgatory. I know this channel, we focus on the Blessed Mother, but she has a great love for them. So I wanted, in honor of her and in honor of our Heavenly Father, to have some videos on purgatory. I want to use this text that's just amazing. And it's called Get Us Out of Here. Great title, right? And it's by Maria Sima. And when you look up on YouTube, you see a few people talking about it, but not really. So I wanted to use this as a text that we work through, just bring in different stories that she has that are just amazing, and then especially in honor of the souls in purgatory this month of November. And I want to do that as a gift to them and as a gift to you, because this is something really important. So and today's a really providential day because of the gospel that we read today in today's Mass. If you look it up on USCCB readings of the day, daily readings, you can find the gospel. And so I'll just kind of quote it off the top of my head. I don't really know it verse by verse. So basically, Jesus tells this parable about this steward who is about to be fired. And so the master of the house hears that this steward has been misusing his stewardship. I forget what it was that he was doing. But he was doing something, and then he told him, "What is this I hear about you? I'm going to take away your stewardship." And the guy kind of freaks out and says, "What am I going to do? Because I'm too weak or lazy to dig, and I'm too proud to beg." And then he kind of comes up with a solution, and he says, "I know what I'll do. I will go to my master's debtors, and one by one, I will write them promissory notes." And so there's about three different people that he goes, and they owed his master a certain amount. He gives them a discount, and then that's how he kind of saves himself. You know, he basically becomes friends with these people who then later take him into their wings. And then Jesus at the end says, you know, pay attention to the wise steward who was wise, who was kind of crafty in finding this unique solution to his problem, and how the children of the world are smarter than the children of light. So actually, when I was at Mass today, my wife said, "What does that even mean? I don't understand that." And even the priest in the homily that he gave, it was somewhat clear that he didn't really know what it meant. And a lot of people don't know what it means. Well, this is honestly something that I felt like God showed to me, because I've never heard it from anyone else. This is something that that I feel like God showed to me. So let me give you two meanings for what that verse means. So I would say that gospel parable is probably the single most powerful verse explaining to us the reality of purgatory. So let me kind of, you know, piece by piece tell you what's happening in that gospel. So when the master tells the dishonest steward, that's what he was called. So all of us are dishonest stewards. And what he was doing was he was squandering his master's property. All of us are squandering our time, our talents, our treasure. We're misusing it. We're misusing the things that God has given us for ourselves and not for others. And then the master tells him, "I will take your stewardship away from you." What does that mean? The master says, "It's time for you to die. No more stewardship for you." That's going to happen to us. At some point, God's going to say, "Sorry, buddy. Game over. Life's over. You must come to the judgment." And that person accurately realized his own weakness and said, "I'm too lazy to dig, too proud to beg." Same with us. When we're going to die and we've misused our life, we are too lazy to do penance and too proud to ask people to pray for us. You know, basically, we don't have the strength, since we've misused our lives, we haven't developed virtue, we don't have the strength to do the things necessary to be purified and enter heaven. And so this guy comes up with this really unique solution that was especially unique at the time, but we can learn from it now. So he goes to his master's debtors. Who are those that are in debt to God? The souls in purgatory. The souls in purgatory are in debt to God. So he goes to three different people who are in debt in varying degrees, and he gives them a discount. How does he give them a discount? So I think to one, let's say he says, you owe my master 100, I'm going to give you a promissory note for 80. What was that discount that he gave of 20? Well, the discount was what he would have made. So he basically would go and charge people on top of what they owed the master, charged them what would be his fee, right? You know, like if you're a salesman, you charge more than what the product costs so that you can make some money, correct? Well, what did he discount? He discounted what he was going to make. He basically said, I'm not going to pay myself anything. Here's a discount so that we can become friends. Well, we can do the same for the souls in purgatory. They owe God something. And we can, first of all, pay off their debt by using our time. So by using our time and our talent and our prayers, we, so to speak, use that as a type of discount so that they don't have to pay God as much. So if they have to pay God a certain amount of time in purgatory, I'm not sure, let's say 5 years, by using our time and praying it on their behalf, maybe instead of being there for 5 years, they'll be there for one. And we've just given that person a discount. So in this way, when we pray for the souls in purgatory, we use our time given to us by God as a gift in order to pay off the debt of people in purgatory who they misused their time while in life. And when we do this, the souls in purgatory become our friends. Now, Jesus has this amazing quote at the end of the parable. He says, he became friends with these people so that they would take him into their homes. That's a deep phrase. In the same way, when we pray for the souls in purgatory using our time to discount their time in purgatory, they will welcome us into their homes. Their homes? What does that mean? Remember the verse where Jesus says that he's going to the Father's, to heaven, to prepare a home for us. So that there's kind of been this idea that all of us go and have like a home in heaven, so to speak. You know, it's using a metaphor. So in this way, when we pray for the souls in purgatory, they will welcome us into their space, into heaven. They will pray on our behalf so that when we die, we don't have to suffer purgatory in the same way. We could be admitted into heaven since we've been paying off the debt of other people. So you see, just as this person in his own time, in the time of Jesus, used this really creative way to solve a problem, and he was astute and wise, in the same way, we could be creative in how we get to heaven. In fact, let me suggest to you that this path to heaven is one of the shortest paths ever in getting to heaven. What's the shortest path ever in getting to heaven? Even if you're lazy and you don't want to do anything, by praying for the souls in purgatory, by paying off other people's debts, your debt will be forgiven. Make sense? Got it? Good. Do it. You could do it from the comfort of your couch. You could do it from wherever you are, in a church, in a chapel, in adoration. From wherever you are, you can pray and offer sacrifices that we all have on a daily basis for the souls in purgatory. My friends, I hope this explanation of that gospel was amazing and insightful. Let me suggest to you that it's true. Let me suggest to you that what I told you is the real interpretation of that gospel. Look it over. Read it again. Ask yourself, what does this mean? Is what Alvaro says correct? It's true. I know it. Jesus is talking about purgatory. Sorry for the shaky camera, but I just had to do this video. I had to get it over with. God bless you. God love you. May the souls in purgatory ever pray for you, and may you ever pray for them. Amen.